Welcome back to the Dick Van Mike Show.
That wind up was too much.
Yeah, it was perfect. You didn't see it, but my head, I went all the way back and I just leaned into it.
You looked like the good old days of bringing a yo-yo to recess.
Hey guys, you want to see me put the cat in the cradle?
Is that the one where they like to the strings in a V shape
and then they're holding it? It's just dangling through. I think that's what it's.
I don't remember.
Anyways, had friends. I didn't.
This is episode 10. we're at. That's pretty good.
We made it 10 weeks.
I'm gonna turn up the reference monitor volume a bit because it's a bit quiet for me.
Hey,
I have this toque on and my headphones are over the toque, so it's like muffling the sound.
Oh, let me see that shitty haircut. Come on. There it is.
It's all right. I got a haircut scheduled for Friday, which for the listeners is tomorrow.
For those of you guys that can't see it right now while we're recording, Richard looks like a mop that you haven't changed the head on.
It's like a giant mushroom cut.
With a hint of My Chemical Romance.
As I was leaving this morning, my parents were like, your hair looks good. And I was like, fuck off. Like, I know you're lying to me.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
And they're like, no, we're serious. I'm like, I know you're not serious because it objectively does not look good.
Your hair looks really good. I'm putting you guys in a really cheap home.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kidding. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting
us. I don't know if I'm kidding. So yeah, we're at episode 10, which is a huge milestone. That means we are 10 weeks into 2021.
Doesn't feel like that.
No. That's 2.5 months.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah?
When does this come out?
It'll be...
The 4th?
Yeah.
The 4th. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
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 Okay, now I got my M.
Are you good?
I got my M months mixed up.
Not 10 weeks into 2021.
When I said, is it the 4th? And it was like,
yeah.
I thought it was May, not March.
We did
and
Christmas.
I was going to say May the 4th, but obviously I jumped the gun 2 months on that one.
We did Christmas and New Year's, so we were in 2020 a little bit.
Weren't those our pre-episodes?
No,
New Year's was the first
was the
one.
First...
That's why I'm confused. That's why we're a week behind, because we started right at the... Okay, we're good. This guy's good.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Yeah?
So we're at episode 10.
Want to take a deep breath break?
This kicks off like your 10th week of the year, and... And yeah, holy shit.
We did all right.
So we only have, because we promised that we were going to do 52 episodes for one full year, at least, very minimum.
Oh, yeah.
To see how it goes. So we still have 42 to go.
We paid for the year. So we might as well do it.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
We'll keep all 27 of our listeners happy.
We paid for the streaming service for 1 year. And yeah, all the 30 people that come back every week, you guys have us until then. So please share it with your friends, and please ask us for stickers. We really want to keep giving those out. I've had some people ask. I don't know that I've personally mailed any yet, but I know that we have some people asking. I know that we've forcefully been giving them out.
Always.
But please share it with your friends. Please, please, please. We love doing this for the 30 people that listen to us, and even if it was 10, we'd still do it. But it'd be awesome if our numbers were about 7.5 billion.
The
entire world.
That's an ideal situation. But, I mean, if you want a little bit of positive news, we do have a few new countries where people have accidentally found us.
Because
it's one listen, right? And it never grows. But at this point now, we got Canada and US that are pretty good.
Oh, right? Yeah? We're in Canada?
What?
We're in Canada?
No, those fucking maple syrup slurpers don't know what they're talking about.
Maple syrup slurpers. It's going to go tap this tree, eh?
We actually have a friend who's them and their girlfriend have actually started tapping the trees in their yard.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
We're going to just travel over down to Ottawa and talk to the prime minister before he goes up to his cottage when he tells everybody to stay home, eh?
I forgot to look up. You're saying something.
Oh, yeah. So new countries. So we got Canada, US, our boys in the Kiwiland. Those are the three consistent ones that we actually have decent listeners in. But then we've got Portugal.
Okay. Oh, I know who that one is.
Spain. UK. We got the United Kingdom of Great Britain. We've got the Federative Republic of Brazil. And we've also got Mexico.
So the ones that are in Central America, I think I know who got us those. I have a buddy on Instagram, and I don't know the exact spelling of his account, but it's Destino Canada.
Okay.
And it's... I met him in school. He moved his whole family from Brazil to Canada because he said the government down there is just awful. That guy.
I had a conversation with Mr. Destino. Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
Cool guy.
Really, really nice guy. We did a couple projects together in school and stuff like that. Yeah, really. Lit. Really cool guy. So he's been sharing us. He's got like 7,000 followers on his Instagram. So he's been trying to share it out. We've gotten two of those, but you know.
I did notice that he put us up on the story on Instagram. So I made sure I reached out and said, thank you.
Did you see what he said though?
Yeah.
It's like, good way to learn English.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, I know you're joking.
You don't want to speak like us.
You don't want to speak like us.
It's a good way to learn shitty English.
You know, normally when you Google a date and birthdays, it comes up with like the people, but there's nothing.
Oh, I could give you some celebrity birthdays.
Who was born on March 4th? I'm not saying any names I recognize. You got any for me?
I found a link. Let me get you some. So we got
Brooklyn Beckham. I'm assuming that's one of the kids.
I mean, maybe.
And
Draymond Green. I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, so today's a bit lacking on the birthdays. Hopefully we didn't miss any obvious ones.
I mean,
last week or the week before, we missed Paul Reed Smith.
Damn it.
I know.
Really?
And like, we name all these people and we don't name like the one guy who we both idolize to a certain degree.
I mean, if his guitars were a little cheaper, I'd probably idolize him a little bit more.
Well, you can't spare the...
Yeah, I know you can't spare a penny on quality, but fuck, man.
All right,
Why do I gotta play plywood?
All right, so I think today is a bit of a birthday fail. Hold on. I see one here. Oh, the page just loaded.
I mean, Catherine O'Hara was on the list.
Is that who is that?
I don't know. I know the name.
Okay, I'm gonna delete this pause here. Actually, I probably won't. Oh yeah, she's in Home Alone. Former Metallica bassist Jason Newsted.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna say that this is not a birthday day.
This is not a birthday episode.
If it's your birthday out there, happy birthday. We don't know who you are.
Happy birthday to all the celebrities on the list that we don't know who you are.
Yeah. You're obviously not important enough.
Yeah. That's so terrible. I don't know your name across the world, so that means you don't matter.
Yep. I was looking up something the other day about like the top five paid celebrities on based on Instagram posts.
Yeah.
And it's like The Rock, Kylie Jenner.
Of course.
And who's the other fucking one? Ariana Grande.
But they're all getting like $250,000 per post.
They get like, I think The Rock gets almost $1 million or like even up to $10 million per post.
Yeah.
Because everything he's wearing is something branded. And they're like, hey, well, you're going to wear this Nike workout shirt. We're going to give you a bajillion dollars. It's like Dr. Evil standing in the corner. $1 million.
$1 million bajillion dollars.
Yeah. I take a lot of pride that I can say I don't follow any of those people.
I mean, our page does.
Shit.
Just for the clout.
Just for the clout.
Notice us people.
We follow all five of those celebrities.
We do have Kylie Jenner. We got The Rock. We got, who else do we got? We got Lionel Messi.
How much would it cost for them to follow us?
Too much.
Too much?
Like, I mean, how many organs are you willing to get removed?
As many as it takes.
All of them.
Both kidneys?
We're going to put your head in a tank like on Futurama.
I don't think that would even be worth
it. Welcome back to the Dick Van Mike Show, episode 72. We are immensely popular. Mike carried me in and tripped, so my tank is cracked today.
And I am about to die.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not do that then. But I'm still... Okay, so another thing that we did is we did actually make a Twitter a week and a half ago. And we know that nobody uses Twitter. We've accepted that. But the only reason I made it is so I can keep replying to Elon Musk's tweets saying that we're going to be the first show on Mars.
I mean, he's not... He's probably seen it and he goes... They have two followers.
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it going. See, if I just keep in his DMs, or in his, I keep saying DMs, and I realized I was saying last week and the week before about DMs, you can't DM Elon Musk. I just keep tweeting him.
Okay.
Constantly. I'm getting into the replies of his tweets.
Yeah.
So I just keep like, one thing he said yesterday, he was like, I'm going to make like a drug that makes you not regret anything. And I was like, you won't regret bringing us to Mars for the hashtag first show on Mars.
You are just atrocious.
So, we're going to Mars.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to Mars.
When it happens, I'll believe you. How's that?
Also, a misconception. Something we said, actually, I know we're going to do a fact check later on down the road, but we're talking about like how long we'd be gone if we went to Mars.
Yeah.
So
a long time. We did math it out, I think.
No, we didn't math it out. We forgot one very, very important factor.
Okay.
There's a small window where you can travel from Earth to Mars when it's closest to Earth.
Yeah.
Guess how many times a year that happens?
Once.
Once every 2 years.
Oh, sick.
So if you get there, you have to wait 2 years, like Earth time.
Take me.
Let's because do it. Because the speed that Mars like cycles around the sun.
Mm.
So 1 year on Mars is like 635 days. Something like that. So it's double the...
It's closer though.
It's a bit double... No, it's one further, I think.
It's one closer than Earth.
Is it?
Yeah.
I keep getting that confused. Order of... I'm not gonna fact check. I thought it was one further because it's colder.
I don't know.
Whatever it is... It's 630 or something days to
I have to look go it up around now. The sun. It's going to bug me. Sorry, I don't
understand. Why is Google activating?
Because it's a bad phone.
You want to mess with all the listeners? Okay, Google, turn on the lights. It didn't do it. Yes.
I hate when I'm doing that and I watch Netflix and some show does that.
Right.
And they're talking about like Alexa or Google or something. And then my freaking lights start going apeshit or music starts playing.
We have,
and it's 3 a.m. when I have to wake up for work at 6:30.
I know. We have one buddy of ours who's got this Google stuff set up and he gets mad at me every time we're on voice chat.
You were right.
So it's one further away, right?
Yep.
So yeah, it takes like 600 and change days to go around the sun. That's a year on Mars.
Yeah.
So I don't know like the sky stuff about it. The star science. But basically it's once every 2 years there's an opportunity to get to Mars.
Okay.
According to Mr. Elon Musk.
Let's do it.
So we'd have to basically, and it takes 6 to 7 months to travel there.
Yeah, let's go.
So we'll be gone for 3.5 years.
That's fine.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Just making sure
let's
that go. You know.
Space travel also makes you taller, so you're going to come back Yao Ming, and I'm going to come back as, like, you now. It does. Apparently it does, because it depends how fast you're traveling.
I don't think it would work that way.
It literally stretches you out.
Okay.
Because you're in anti-gravity, and your bones, like... And then when you come back down, there's, like, it's been stretched a little bit.
This sounds like something Bill Nye would say.
No, I actually listened to Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about it, which means it's reputable.
Okay.
Cool.
Got you. No doubt. I got you. All right.
I finished the new season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Netflix, and I don't know what to do with myself anymore.
I've watched that show so much. I think I've watched it almost as often as I've watched Archer, so I'm kind of over it.
How can you be over that show?
When I watch it, when it's put on for me, it's fine. But when I'm scrolling through Netflix and I see it, I'm like, not today.
Doesn't catch your eye.
Not even a chance.
I know everything that happens. I know every scene. I'm over it. Watch Final Space.
I've been told to.
It's really good.
It's like the...
He's
Simpsons
a YouTuber.
It's a Simpsons-style animation, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I know about it because the guy who wrote it and does the voicing of the main character is Olin Rogers.
Okay.
And he was part of a YouTube channel way back in the day making videos in like 2009 or something like that.
Okay.
And they were called Balloon Shop. And they would just do little comedy skits, right? Like it was funny stuff. And then he actually made his own channel where he does these things called Story Times. But basically, the dude seems like he's either high on crystal meth or like ADHD to the max with no medication, worse than me.
Okay.
And just goes off for like 40 minutes.
And that's the show.
No, no, but that's how he started. And he started talking about in his story times that he's working on a cartoon and he hopes that it gets somewhere and it's kind of cool. And now it's on Netflix and it's actually a dope show.
Okay.
Really
Final,
good.
Final Space?
Final Space.
All right. I'll add that really to the funny. Watch list. The thing is, every time we talk about stuff on the show here, and then I say to you, you got to remind me to watch it because I know that I'll forget, but apparently we both forget.
Well, I forget to remind you.
Yeah.
I forget that you're going to forget, and then we just both simultaneously forget.
And then I go to listen to it later, and I'm like, oh, that's a good idea, and I forget to write it down while I'm editing.
And then you listen to it to make sure that the editing was fine, and then you hear it, and you go, that's a good, no, I'm going to definitely listen to that, and then you forget again.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. What I do when we edit when I edit the episodes, I always do like a little fact check on the stupid things we say. I mean, you know, because I send you like links all the time, like
at 3 a.m. with no context.
Yeah, and you're like, "What is this?" I'm like, "We talked about this on the show, but we're both stupid."
Like 2 hours ago, we talked about this, and you already forgot.
So I think by episode 12, maybe sometime in the near future, we're gonna do a Dick Van Mike fact check.
Let's do it.
And we're just going to go through all the stupid shit we've said and like look back at how dumb we were.
Let's crumble our self-esteem just a little bit.
Yeah. the amount of times I sit there and listen to the editing and I'm like, I know better. Like I genuinely know better. It's just in the moment, somehow my brain was like, not today.
No, it's being sucked out through our headphones.
So
we can blame it on as many outside factors as possible, but for all those adolescent and younger listeners, if we have any, welcome to adulthood. This is what it feels like.
Bro, we're not even 30 yet.
Like, I know.
My brain should work
better
than this.
That's the sad thing. I've talked to people that I work with.
It's
that are
cell
in
phones
their,
and video games.
That are in their mid-30s or so, and I go, I want to be a kid again. Like, I don't like that I wake up in pain every morning and my brain doesn't work. And they go, yeah, pretty much starts to fall apart in your mid to late 20s. They go, well, you think it's bad now? Wait till you're 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Fuck. Elon.
We're going to Mars.
Also, forget about this no regret drug. Let's stop aging.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Let's do it.
I mean, like the only way you could possibly
but
do
only
that,
give it to the people that actually have good things to contribute to the future.
The only way you could possibly do that is if you do like what they do in the 100 or like Altered Carbon, where you have to like install your brain into another
thing,
something, whether it's like iRobot, where it's like a synthetic being, like, or like Vision.
They did that in Soma as well. Video game.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that one.
All the mechanical arms or something on the ship that are doing work are actually like the brains and consciousness of workers that died.
Yeah, so like that's the only way it could be done. You can't stop the aging process of a biological being.
You know why aging actually occurs? It's literally the science behind it is the fact that we breathe. Oxidization of our bodies.
So if we stop breathing, we'll live forever?
If we had no exposure to oxygen, which we need to live,
yep,
our bodies would not oxidize and age. Like, think about what sitting does to anything, right? What happens? You're a car guy. What happens when you let a car oxidize?
Like, sit forever?
Yeah, and just in the elements.
It goes bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what's happening to our bodies. That's why we age and start to sag and fall apart. We're oxidizing.
We need to go to space.
I mean, we need oxygen to breathe, though. So regardless, you're going to be in a suit breathing in the shit that's killing us.
So there's an experiment that was done on like these microscopic worms like a couple years ago. And I'm going to say this wrong, but for anyone curious, there's a show on Netflix. It's called... what's it called? I think it's Unnatural Selection. It's called Unnatural Selection. And they try this thing where they slow down not the digestive tract, but they basically put this worm into like they take some part of its body like that recognizes that it's deteriorating, and it, like, so when they feed it, it puts into like a famine state, so it absorbs the nutrients at a slower rate and it lives like twice as long. I'm explaining this like so incorrectly, but they tried it on like mice and they showed two mice, and one was like running around a track and shit, and the other one looked like an old mouse.
Yeah.
And they're like, they are the same age. We just had altered this one so that it, its body always like thinks it's starving, so it preserves all the nutrients from the food it eats and stuff like that and utilizes it slower. So it kind of goes into like a hibernation state.
You put it into low power mode.
Basically, you put it into high efficiency mode and it like lasts like twice as long.
Flip so on that eco button.
We're not ready to do that on humans yet, but they're thinking like by the next generation.
What about
it,
me?
It might be possible.
Fuck next generation. We need to preserve all of this.
There's nothing about that needs to be preserved.
That's, I think, the scarier part for the two of us. We're morons, 100%. We're lovable.
Speak for yourself.
But we're lovable, but we're morons.
Sure.
Right? And now imagine the hybrids that we're going to produce in the future.
Well, you mean like our kids?
Yes.
Like our kids? Like,
yeah.
If I have a kid, he's going to default to dumb.
I mean, I just hope that the kid gets as little of me as possible.
That's kind
of
what I hoped.
Aside from my devilish good looks.
That's very subjective.
And my new glasses that apparently look like public school glasses.
You look like a teacher I had in like kindergarten.
Should I get those like beaded things that drape over my shoulders like librarians?
Yeah, but they have to like, you also have to get the glasses things that hook on the back so that when you take them off you can hang them like a necklace.
Mm.
So they're always there hanging around your neck and you can just put them back up when you're ready like a librarian.
Mm.
It's super trendy. It's trendy, man. You gotta do it. It's
not trendy.
It's in.
It's not.
It's like fanny packs on dudes.
Jesus. No, I can't do that. I mean, apparently turtlenecks are coming back for guys, but
the only time a turtleneck is okay is when you're Archer and you're doing a mission. Or when you need to have the tactical neck.
Or when you're the Rock in the 80s.
Oh, the Rock in
that one picture of his jeans pulled up to his tits, basically.
The big chain around his neck.
And the Archer turtleneck.
Yeah.
Skin tight black.
Tactile neck.
This is the blackest black you can get in a textile. Do you understand?
Oh my god.
I don't think I could ever make an Archer reference that you won't laugh at.
No, because I've got that show like pretty up there in the noggin. Yeah, but no one can see it. So when you do things that nobody can see, it doesn't work the same way. You gotta work on that. Are
you kidding me?
You're supposed to say, shut up, and then do the drink.
Oh, okay.
So you just wasted everyone's time because no one can see what you're doing.
Well, maybe if we got some YouTube going.
Yeah, if we got some YouTube going.
We should get some.
Any video producers out there want to sit here and record a video of us doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, the audio's covered.
We can't pay you.
Can't pay you.
But you could.
And you're expected to bring the beer.
You could do it for the clout. We have 35 listeners.
I record the Dick Van Mike show, bro. Best podcast in the world. They're going to Mars.
Sick. Pull your pants up and get out of the subway, please.
Yeah. What?
I don't understand. I don't know.
What does that even mean?
No idea.
Dude, you're going to get us canceled for things I don't even understand.
You want me to get us canceled right now? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Cancel culture is way too popular right now. You can't risk it.
I know. I mean, you see the latest?
Which one?
With our dear premiere?
Our dear premiere.
What he said to Andrea Horvath.
I don't even know who that is.
So, it's the NDP Speaker of the House.
Oh, okay.
Was coming after him in the way that everybody likes to come after Doug Ford because he's an arrogant asshole, but he's also very knowledgeable of what to do in a situation.
I mean, whatever.
I like him. I like the guy. But she was coming after him saying that the government doesn't care about the people and all that stuff, like typical NDP issues that they're throwing at everybody.
Sure, whatever. Get to
and
your point.
He looked at her and said, listening to you is like nails down a chalkboard.
Okay? Oh my god.
In the House of Commons.
That's so savage.
To which the public responded with, you're misogynistic and sexist.
Of course they did. But I mean, like, that's not an appropriate thing to say.
That's my argument.
It's true.
100% not something you should be saying in the House of Commons as a political leader, but I don't understand where the sexism or misogynist.
Do you ever watch any of the House of Commons?
What do you mean? Like the actual
House of Commons,
whatever they
cover
on CTV.
Okay, so if you ever actually sit down and like watch it,
yeah,
it's embarrassing.
Oh, I know it is.
You watch a bunch of grown men and women sit in a room at their own chairs and just swear at each other. Remember, like, I think it was last year when there was that whole thing where Jagmeet Singh was asked to apologize because someone said something about, like, there was, like, some topic where someone said something that someone didn't like, and they told him that he shouldn't have said that, and he had to apologize.
Okay.
I don't disagree that he should have had to apologize for what he said, but I also sit there and go, like, bro, a lot of nasty shit has been said. Like, our podcast is super polite. Compared to the said in the House of Commons.
100% I could imagine.
Like, the purest of pure person would walk in there, and then they're just flying F-bombs, and, like, I'm surprised that they air any of it sometimes. You just sit there and go,
well, I mean, it's public knowledge.
You sit there and go, like, wow, these are the fools representing us.
Democracy is the answer.
Anyways, I don't want to talk politics.
Oh, my God.
It upsets people.
You know what else upsets me?
What?
The paparazzi.
Wow, that was just such a bad segue. That was awful. We could have segued into that in the beginning. We were talking about celebrity birthdays and no one would have noticed, but you just got to be like,
what about this podcast makes sense?
Not much.
But it's entertaining, okay, I hope.
So now that you've segued, I do want to talk about this. This pisses me off. So I was at...
You know what really grinds my gears?
This grinds my gears. Bro, you don't understand. I cannot understand the unhealthy obsession with celebrity drama. Like, people are so obsessed with celebrities' drama that it's just mind-boggling to me. It's mental. I don't get it.
I don't follow any of it.
So I see all these headlines. Like, I was at Shoppers Drug Mart the other day at a checkout. And I was just looking at the magazines, and they had the big yellow, like, headlines that just say, like, shit, like, I forget who it was that just got divorced. It was not...
Kimye.
No, not... Well, yeah, but not her. Angelina Jolie, maybe?
I don't know. That was a long time ago.
I don't know. One of these fucking celebrities got divorced. I mean, it was... And she's like, how divorce changed me. And, like, that's, like, the title. And I'm just like... Who the fuck cares? And then to backpedal that, I did sit there and think about it a bit because as much as, you know, the celebrities are annoying and I don't understand people follow them.
Yeah.
We have the paparazzi to blame for it. They are savages. They're awful people. There's no paparazzi that that does these Hollywood magazines that is a good person, I think. It's fair to say.
I would say the mosquitoes of society.
Like, a couple stories I can just remember off the top of my head would be, like, think of, like, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, who else was, like, in serious drugs and went kind of crazy?
Amanda Bynes.
All these women, for one.
Charlie Sheen,
yeah, but, I mean, he also was, like, he was doing that to himself a bit. He wasn't in the spotlight until he put himself in the spotlight. But these other ones, like Britney Spears, has had a shit go at things. Like, she's been fucked from every angle from Hollywood.
She still is being screwed right
now.
She
is. And she's, like, coming out, and there's a bunch of stories coming out now about, like, more shit that is coming out. But that kind of shit I want to know about. I want to know about people, like, you know, like... overcoming stuff. That's cool. Like, throw that in a magazine. I want to know the overcoming stories. I do not want to know about when she shaved her head and all that shit. And then, so I was looking it up, and there's a couple really nice stories. I like these stories where how some celebrities have dealt with paparazzi. So there's one. This is a famous one. I always love it. Alec Baldwin.
Okay.
He punched one right in the face because they were, like, coming into his house.
Good.
Could you imagine? You're just sitting there watching TV, mind your own business, and some asshole snapping pictures of you. He's climbing in your house.
In your fucking, like, living room window. You're trying to sit there in your boxers, like, drink a beer and eating fucking Doritos off your stomach.
I'd punch one too.
Have you seen the video of Tobey Maguire dealing with the paparazzi?
I think so, but you have to remind me.
So he had pulled out of, like, the studio or something. He was backing out of somewhere and he was trying to drive away. But at that point, the paparazzi had completely surrounded his vehicle. So he couldn't move.
Right.
And he's got his window down. He's saying, can you guys get out of the road? Like, I'm trying to leave. I'm driving. Can you please get out of the road? Leave me alone. And then, like, they're still sticking their cameras and microphones into his car and everything. And at some point, some guy sticks the camera right into his face, and he, like, swats the camera and goes, I'm trying to fucking drive here! Get out of the fucking road! Like, he screams at the top. And, like, for Tobey Maguire to do that.
everyone's got a breaking point. There's another one.
He seems like such a somber gentleman.
There's another one that's kind of like that. So Justin Bieber, this was just after he bought a Fisker Karma. I don't know if you remember what those look like, but they kind of look like a very, very like flashy Maserati, essentially. They kind of look like a Maserati, but they're hybrid, mostly electric,
private
driven,
company, yeah.
Small company. They didn't last. They were not that good. But anyways, I remember listening to it. He called 911 on himself because he was speeding. I think this was just in Toronto too, like because it's like that's where he's from.
Okay.
And he's speeding down the road and he calls the cops and they're like, "Hi, what's your emergency?" He's like, "Hi, I'm speeding down such and such road," and they're like, "Okay, why are you telling us that?" And he's like, "Cause I'm being chased by a whole bunch of people," and they're like, "Hey, what car are you driving?" And he's like, "A Fisker." And they're like,
what
the fuck is that? And then, so the same day, there was a bunch of other people who called 911 saying that there's this car speeding down the road. They have a bunch of clips from like 911 calls, and they're all saying like random car names. Like, I don't know, I think it's like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. Or this one's like, yeah. It looks like an Aston Martin or like a McLaren or a Mercedes. And like,
it looks like an insert fancy car name here.
The fact that a kid, and he was like only like 18 at the time,
probably.
The fact that he had to like get in his car, speed away from these people and call the police on himself because he was speeding to get away from these fuckers is like, it's just whack.
Are you good? You just
I just saw my phone light up and I got distracted for a point, like 0.2 seconds. Man, I would not have it. Like,
I mean,
imagine your family was just put up on a pedestal every single time something bad happened to you. Like, let's say, like, your brother got into a car crash, and all of a sudden it's on every single publication across the world being like, Matt D just got in a car crash and, like, knocked over a statue or something. And it's like, and then now you're going to get, like, a bunch of people being like, oh, he must have been on drugs. He must have been drinking. He must have He must have been speeding. It's like, who cares? Leave him alone.
I mean, a hundo P.
That wouldn't be your brother, though. I know, he doesn't even drive.
I've said this to every single person because, I mean, us being in bands and us being in, like, we're always trying to just get out there and do whatever the fuck we can because we're creative lads, I like to think. And everybody always says, what happens if you ever get famous? Like, how are you going to handle that? Are you going to, like, go with the fame? I go, straight up, I am not going to be any hit for paparazzi because I will still walk out on my driveway like in my underwear to get like a newspaper or some shit. And there are going to be 80,000 people fucking taking pictures of my ass, and I'll have like a beer at 9 a.m. And like, he's clearly an alcoholic. I'll be like, not an alcoholic, but I'm having a beer. Want to know why? Because I can.
I forget who the actress is.
People aren't going to like me if I'm famous.
Who's the actress that's in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, and she plays her I think it's his sister.
Oh,
the one that kind of has like got a dry voice.
Anna Kendrick.
No.
Yes. That's his, yeah. The one from Pitch Perfect. That's his sister.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different, the one he works with then maybe.
Oh, I don't know her. I don't know what her name is. I know her, but I don't know what her name is. His sister / the one in Pitch Perfect is Anna Kendrick.
You're right. She is his sister. I'm thinking of the one he works with.
The super dry monotone glasses one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what her name is, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Anyways, I'm going to get her name in a second. But you ever watch her in an interview?
No.
She is so bad. She's such a bad person to interview because she's so like dry and boring, and I know it's an act because she's not actually like that. Like, she's like, if the right interviewer gets her, she's so good.
She's just not interested in answering bullshit questions.
When they say things like, oh, what town are you from? And she'll say something like, blah, blah, blah town. And they'll be like, do you like it there? And she'll be like, it's okay. And just like dead air. She'll just be so, so dry.
That's making me think of, if you've ever seen that Lil Wayne interview.
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza.
if anyone has a moment, just watch Aubrey Plaza's interviews. They're just so funny because she's so like, it's totally intentional the way she does it.
Have you ever seen the one of Lil Wayne when he got interviewed? I think it was Entertainment Tonight or something. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's the swine but of
He's doing Hollywood. This interview, and they're asking him, and you could tell he's into it at the beginning because they're going like, you got a new album out. Like, tell us about the album. And he describes the album and he's getting into it. And he's like, this is what my inspiration was and all this stuff. And they go, so a lot of people are seeming to think that some of the songs in here are related to the fact that you have a drug problem. And he just starts going, I don't want to answer that. Go to the next question. They go, why do you want? And they're like, again, attacking him on TV. Why do you want to avoid it? All this stuff. And he goes, you brought me on here to talk about my album. If you don't want to talk about my album, then this is over. Like, he's straight up.
I appreciate that.
Shut them down and everything. And they're trying to, you could tell they were getting frustrated with the fact they weren't getting anything out of it. He was just sitting there like dead face staring right at them going like, you done?
I like those stories like that because it's exactly it. They're just trying to push some narrative to get a headline. They just want clickbait. That's all 100%, they want.
Because then their hope is that, oh, we're going to push this guy until either he gives us the answers that we want to hear or he gets angry and does something stupid and we get to crush him.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's so toxic, man. Like, and I whenever like Entertainment Tonight comes on the TV, I just cringe and like my whole body just goes into like a cringe. I feel like I'm like just like so disgusted. Like there's almost nothing more disgusting than watching that.
Forget Entertainment Tonight. Did you ever watch TMZ?
Not really, because I'm not a fan of any of this shit.
But that's why I would like, it's not even I would watch it. I would like be scrolling through channels and you see them literally with a camera sprinting after these celebrities coming out of bars and shit. And they're like just trying to run or have dinner with their family or something like that.
It's awful.
It's not even, it's press in general, in my opinion. It's not even just the paparazzis, because especially now with all these Netflix specials coming out about the old serial killers and all this stuff, and you watch them, half of the freaking cases are ruined by the press.
Yeah.
Finding something out prematurely and then publishing it on the news, and that guy's going, well, I'm murdering fucking dozens of people a week and the only evidence they have on me is my shoes. All right, dope, I'll go to Walmart, get a different fucking pair of shoes, and that's it. And then they have to start over again, and then everyone's going, the police are fucking terrible and they don't know who's murdering people. Also, change your shoes, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's essentially what they're saying. They're saying, this is what we have on you. Fix it.
Yeah. It's not even, I don't know. The news is one thing, even though like most news now is like just ridiculously so like out of left field, but it's the paparazzi and like the entertainment shit. Like the addiction to celebrity drama, it just drives me up the wall.
Terrible.
Drives me right up the wall all the way to the top. Like,
that's my answer to it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
it's do yourself a favor and stop following celebrities. You'll be happier.
I mean, I'm slowly whittling my ass off of every social fucking media at this point.
I've whittled down what I follow on Instagram to like mostly just my friends.
I made a new account, remember?
Yeah. I know, but like that was like 10 weeks ago.
It was pretty much.
Yeah.
Episode 10.
No. And I've been doing the same thing. Every once in a while, I just go through and like, I forget I follow certain things. And I'm just like, nah. Like, I don't even follow, like,
nah.
Like, I used to follow like near 1,000 fucking accounts. And I don't even know why.
I mean,
like,
I think Facebook's a dead app. But I mean, essentially, like, if I go back to my Facebook, I think I am following like maybe 140 people now on Instagram. But if I go to my Facebook, I've got like 900 friends. I don't even know 100 people that I could name right now, like in my brain.
Yeah. Like I remember a couple times I purged my Facebook friends list, because by the time you go to like high school, summer camp, sports, this activity, this trip, this whatever.
Yeah.
You accumulate all these friends. And then like through communities, like through car clubs and through music communities, you accumulate more. And it's like, I probably have 100 friends on Facebook that I've never had a conversation with.
More than that.
One of my buddies who I met at a summer camp, he even made a joke to me, and we both like called each other out on the bullshit. Like not each other, but we called out like society on the bullshit. Because at the end of the summer, with all your camp like buddies.
Yeah.
You like give each other your emails, or back when it was email, not social media, but now you give each other your Instagram names and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, you watch, from now going forward, we're never going to talk again, except for when we wish each other happy birthday on our walls. For people that don't know what a wall is, it's just what timeline used to be called.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'll keep in touch with you. And then like a minute later, I was like, no, I won't.
Yeah.
Like, you're a cool guy. Nothing wrong with you. But like,
I don't know you.
This is a lot of effort to make for like all of these people, even though you're all great. And like, same as he was right. Every single person, like, or majority of the people in that group just send happy birthdays and that's it. So 100%. One day I was just like, I went from like 1,000 friends on Facebook to like 150.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm climbing back up like past 400. So I got to go do another purge. Because also, so many people deactivate Facebook now. I probably got 20 friends that are just deactivated accounts.
It's a fully dead app. And I mean, people that are just feeding into the social media craze are the ones that are going to be addicted to it. But yeah. For the most part, like, we started when all of this was coming out. Like, I have a badge on my Snapchat saying, like, I joined it the year that it was created.
Oh, yeah.
And like, who cares? At this point, I don't give a shit about my Snapchat. Like, you have a couple streaks and you're like, well, that one's got like 900 things on it. Like,
if it wasn't for our like group chat,
oh yeah,
I would have deleted Snapchat.
Dude, I even went through Discord the other day because like we've got our Discord server,
yeah,
and it's an old account of mine that I had from like first years of college and high school and stuff. And I went through it, and there's all these friends, and I'm looking, I'm going, fuck, are these people? So everybody that I don't know. I literally went into a DM and just go, do I know you? And I give them 24 hours to answer me. And if not, I didn't get an answer, and even if I did, and they go, no, I don't think so, delete. Gone. Toast.
Perfect.
Sayonara, fam. But like, we really have to stop saying the slang words too.
Yeah.
But
sayonara, I mean, fam. That's a new one.
It's funny how dependent you are when you like first start it, and how like almost addictive it is, and then eventually you wake up and you're like, the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. By the time you have an account on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
I feel drained.
Like, what else is there? I'm not thinking of right now.
Because when it was a like, big thing, like, let's think, even
like
when
all
we were,
those things are just exhausting.
Oh, well, even when you were in college, you would wake up, and what's the first thing you would do?
Like, check social
media. Alarm off? What notifications do I have?
Yeah.
Right.
I still kind of do that. I really got to weed myself off of shit. My screen time on Instagram has gone down.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is exactly, how many hours per day.
Yeah.
But it's the thing is like when you're watching a movie even, and there's like a dead spot in the movie you've seen before, you can just like scroll through Instagram, and like doing that for like 20 minutes, you just added 20 minutes to your screen time. So I've stopped doing that. I've started putting my phone down when I watch movies and stuff like that. But like,
I mean,
it's so easy to accumulate like 2 or 3 hours of Instagram screen time a day.
Oh, easy. And I mean, the solution that I've actually found is when I'm at work, like I do 12 hour shifts.
Right.
And it works for anybody realistically. When you're at home, you have Wi-Fi, do whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
When you're out at work or when you're out anywhere and you're on your data, turn it off for all your social medias.
I did that for a while back in the day when data was expensive.
You literally can't get updates. You can't check it. Like, it just kind of helps you to do it. But I mean, going swinging all the way back to when we're talking about adulting, you know, you're adulting now because my social media has turned from Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook to LinkedIn and email.
I still hate email. So much.
But I mean, a lot, like all pretty much most of my job is
sure.
No, through emails.
Same with me. It's just like, I don't know why I've never, ever liked emailing. I've hated it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. But there's nothing else online that is as formal as that. Because I mean, a lot of business people now are going to texting, but a lot of like the older generation are upset about that because it's so informal and you can send like really, really quick and poorly worded messages. And that's like an official statement. Whereas the older guys want the emails to be like a couple paragraphs explaining things and like then have a proper sign off and all that. But
I mean,
I'm so over that, man. I hate email so much.
I mean, it's going to be all about the clout, right?
I've had the same email for like I don't know. I want to say like 8 years. Because I can't get a better like email than what mine is. I'm not going to say it, but like what my email is yeah. like I'll never get one that good again. And no one in my family will get one that good. But now, after all the years of like subscribing to different stores and different social medias, different like promotional shit, different accounts on games.
Yeah.
I have a Hotmail. So there's a Clutter Box and then there's their inbox.
Yeah.
And the Clutter Box is like a first tier filter just to say the things that you might not be that interested in, but we're not deleting it. So that one has like 4,000 or 5,000 unread emails. And my inbox has like 2,000 or 3,000 unread emails.
Holy hell.
And between that and my junk filter, I probably have like a good 10,000 emails that I've just never read because they're all from like store promotions and stuff like that. And I started doing a thing where I unsubscribe to at least one or two or like up to 5 or 6 a week. So one or two every couple of days.
Yeah.
And I still am like not so able behind. To keep up. And like, I don't even know. Like, it's not even me like registering my email somewhere. It's like the information that you get is being sold to like all these companies. So they just keep 100%. emailing you. And it's like, I'm getting emails from like Sephora. And I'm like going to unsubscribe to it. And it's like, why are you unsubscribing? I'm like, because I never subscribed to this shit in the first place.
Yeah.
And then they make you like log in and you're like, I've never had an account.
Yeah. I actually just had to get deal rid
with
of this. Yeah.
I had to deal with that the other day. Apparently I have a PayPal account. I've never made one in my life. And I use my email and I went to go to do the forget a password, but they won't send me an email to change my password. But when I try to make an account, it says that my email's already being used. Ah, man. I need a new email.
Yeah,
I just went on a full rant there about how much I hate email. Hate email.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, even, like, you're a fan of the cleansing everything anyway. Like, you have been for a little bit. And I remember that you watched that special on Netflix and then you started.
I just made my parents watch it.
You literally posted on Facebook that you're selling 98% of your belongings. I actually inherited a few shirts and stuff from that. But like, yeah, you had a whole garage sale with the shit you pulled out of your room.
We're doing it again this year.
I'm down. I'll come.
I've purged almost half my closet because what I did. So from that documentary, I learned a couple tips. First of all,
yeah,
the average North American household, guess how many items are in the house?
Too many.
Just give me a number.
700,000.
You're actually really high, but it's around 300,000 to 400,000. Every average household in North America, average household.
Yeah.
Has over 300,000 items in the house,
yeah,
or like on the property, like between I guess between tools and like how many pieces of cutlery you have, all your clothes and all that shit, like it does add up. But like that's mental. And then some of these minimalists will literally cut down their lives to intentionally being homeless with a backpack with 50 items, and that includes the stuff on their back.
Damn.
And like so that includes like their toiletries, their chargers and devices, which is like a phone and a laptop, and then whatever clothes. And that's everything they own in their life.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I mean, you could do it.
You can. How do you go from 300,000 items to having 50? So
by waking the fuck up.
One of the things I learned in that, it's all these things I always find so cheesy because they're like self-help books.
Yeah.
And I think all those are just a waste of reading material. But I've taken some of these tips that I thought were always stupid and I've actually applied them. So this one, I hang up all my clothes except for my socks and underwear, like all my pants and shirts, all of them I hang up.
Okay.
So I did is I went my closet, got this from one of these documentaries. I turned all my hangers backwards.
Okay.
Every single one. So if I wore the item, I'd have to take it off, right? So if I was wearing it, I put it back on forward. So at the end of the year, everything that was backwards, I haven't worn in a year. That means through all four Canadian seasons, through all types of activities, work, like activities, whatever.
Yeah.
So I just fucking hucked that shit away.
Nice.
And I did that again. I have a whole bucket of clothes. It's gone. Like it's just fucking cleaning out.
I can't wait to look through the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, man. All yours.
Dude, I got so many. I got to do it too. But I actually did. A couple months ago, I got rid of 2 garbage bags full of freaking clothes to donate.
My brother is doing the same thing because he goes out west for the summers to do like tree planting. He lives out of like 3 bags.
Backpack, yeah.
Like he's got his like equipment in one bag and his clothing and shit in the other. And he's always had the most clothes. So my brother's a thrift shopper. He finds mad deals.
Oh, so do I. I love the thrift shop in winters.
His closet is like 6 or 7 feet wide, stuffed. So he's like pulling shit out, throwing it out. Like, it's insane how much stuff he's getting rid of.
Oh, I know. And I mean, I think the biggest thing in cutting down anything, because I mean, like, at that point you're thinking, okay, I know a lot of people are going to look into their closet and go, I've never worn that and I probably should get rid of it, but I spent money on it.
Yeah.
So I can't get rid of it. And I think that's what that goes through a lot of people's heads, and that's why they end up hoarding so much shit.
Well, that's why you go to like Value Village and see price tags on things, like original price tags.
Oh, I know, which is sad, but I think it's just like you said, like we've talked about this before, but I think it's just the whole desire for everybody to live these lavish ass lifestyles, but then they never actually get it.
Right.
Like, right, you want to drive this Mercedes, you want to wear a Gucci t-shirt and all this shit, but what does it actually fucking do for you?
Well, that's what I was looking at my closet, right? So like at work, we sell some t-shirts, right? We're in the fair. We have fair t-shirts.
Yeah.
I was part of a couple other charity events. I got t-shirts from that.
Yeah.
And so between my work and the volunteer things that we do around town, I have enough shirts for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So like now I am a big like graphic t-shirt guy. Like I have all like the shit like from you see on Walmart
bands
and stuff
and
like
concerts
that.
And yeah.
So like I'm not going to change my style for this. But like as my shirts whittle away, I'm not going to be quick to go buy new ones because I could just say to my boss and be like, hey, I need another shirt. And yeah. She'll be like, oh, yeah, here's another shirt with our brand name on it.
Exactly. You're
like a walking billboard. Yeah. So, or like when it comes to the fair, oh, I left my shirt at home. They'll just like, here's another one.
I mean, and
so all you need to buy is socks, underwear, and pants.
100%. That's like, and circling kind of a little bit back just to where I was talking about, people try to, like, they do all this stuff because they're trying to portray something of themselves that they aren't. And how many times have you run into somebody, any article of clothing? And I know this is gonna go for shoes, this is gonna go for jewelry, and this is gonna go for vehicles. Okay, you buy something expensive that you really like, yeah. Right? Let's say I'm gonna use this for an example because I help run a truck page, and all these guys are going out and spending $200,000.
Right.
On these freaking trucks, right? Lifting them 88 feet off the floor and putting 74-foot wheels on them and shit, right? Look at how
that's
little,
all relative.
Look at how little my pee-pee is. And then it's a fucking... What is the intended use of a pickup truck?
It's a tool.
Beat the shit out of it. Throw heavy stuff in it. Pull heavy shit with it.
Yeah.
Run it through the dirt. Throw it in a ditch. Right?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to drive it 16 kilometers to a meet, park it for 4 hours, drive it back. Oh, it's snowing. Park it for the winter.
It's like you've seen the movie Cars, right?
Yeah.
You remember at the very end of Cars when like after the it's during the credits, like
yeah.
The scenes during the credits is the one where all the SUVs are about to do the off-road training.
Yeah.
And it's the big Hummer with the chrome spinners is like, man, I've never been off-road before.
Yeah.
And he's like, just get out there, soldier. And he's like, ah, I got dirt in my rims.
Yeah. It's a pavement princess.
Exactly.
It's 100% of pavement. And it's the same with shoes. When people buy these $200 insane quality Air Jordans, they're gonna make you run as fast as you can and jump as high as you can. No, I'm gonna wear them for 25 minutes and then take 4 hours to clean them.
Yeah. Blah! Or
meanwhile, I'm going out and spending $250 on a pair of winter boots, and I'm wearing that shit knee deep in slush. And people are going, you're gonna ruin them. I go, I bought them to wear them. They're expensive because they work. They're not expensive because they look nice.
Yeah. It's the only exception to that is when people go out and buy like the limited runs and then keep them in like their locked basement because there's like sneaker like stock market.
100%. You're buying that as a collector's item. You're not buying that as a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the only exception is when you're buying it for like that reason.
There's quite a few things that are like stock market.
Segway. I was gonna take a longer transition into that. I'm just gonna get like a sound of an electronic segue.
You better do it this time because I've done that a few times now.
Do I take your voice like that and then add in blast beats like I did with the news thing?
No,
that was
but I
so
think that,
awful.
That news noise does have to keep coming back.
So I started showing people, and every single person is laughing because the whole point of it is it's supposed to sound like shit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's supposed to sound really, really bad, slightly at a time, out of key. It's not supposed to sound good.
Yeah.
And so I was like sitting there going like, oh, maybe I'll like, maybe we'll clean it up. Maybe we'll actually sit down and like, we'll get Mike to sing a little jingle in time and like, we'll put a proper drum beat and like guitar. And one of our buddies was just like, no, you have to leave it exactly as is because this is exactly the quality I expect from you guys.
It's
and
the
I was
best.
Like, it I 100%. Wish I could take that as an insult, but I'm taking that as a compliment.
The first time I heard it, I played it out loud at work and everybody was sitting there going, okay, I guess we know what your podcast is like now. And I'm like, that's exactly what it's like.
So, yeah, we're going to use that.
Yeah. So whenever we have news, you'll know because we now have a jingle.
It's so bad. We're doing good for time. So before I get into what you were trying to segue into.
Yeah. you good?
I got some phlegm buildup. I really got to I gotta cut down on cheese, man.
Hashtag vid.
I got to cut down on cheese. Yeah, hashtag vid. No, my mom and my girlfriend are now both at me about how much dairy I eat.
Yeah, you do eat an immense amount of dairy.
And so I'm going to try and slowly taper down because I do recognize that it doesn't do well for my body. So I'm going to taper down on the cheese consumption, which is super depressing.
You want to know what it is too? And this is a scientific proven thing.
Okay.
Cheese is not actually a good taste.
There are good tasting
cheeses,
though.
There are biological properties in cheese that are addictive.
Oh.
So you don't enjoy cheese
because
it tastes good.
I'm addicted to cheese because...
You're fucking hooked on cheese.
Oh, excuse me. So it's like any other addiction. I need to go to rehab?
No, you don't have to go to rehab. But
check into Arkham Asylum.
You're probably going to have 72 hours of dread when you're not having cheese anymore.
Hi, my name is Richard, and I'm addicted to cheese.
Hi, my name is Richard, and I put grated mozzarella on my KD.
Hi, Richard. Wait, that's not allowed?
I figured you did put grated cheese in your KD. That's
okay,
why
I usually don't, but there's a couple times where I've like been like, that'd be fucking good.
I knew somebody that used to put peas in their KD.
That's weird.
It is weird. Like, and then ketchup on
I'll
top
allow
still.
Ketchup and like hot dogs and like that's about where I draw the line.
Bacon
oh, I
crumble.
Guess yeah, bacon's okay.
Yeah. Breakfast sausage.
But if I'm I'm not a big I hate breakfast sausage actually.
What?
I don't
How?
Like I don't I do not like breakfast
What's
sausages.
Wrong with you?
There's some weird little taste about them that just doesn't sit well
so
with me.
So good.
I don't if I'm going for a breakfast sandwich it's always bacon, never sausage.
Well, bacon is always the choice. I want you to give me something that would taste worse with bacon in it.
404 error does not exist.
Yeah. You better leave that silence in there. It's necessary.
It is necessary.
Or how Cleveland would say it, it's necessary. I made him dribble his beer all over himself.
Oh, it didn't land on my shirt. Oh, yeah, it did.
It's necessary.
Necessary.
You've heard that, right?
I've never watched a Cleveland show.
It's on Family Guy, too.
Oh.
You don't need to say it. It's not necessary.
Well, now that I have to watch it again because I can't like visualize it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Anyways, this is a fake news this week because there aren't
fake news.
Okay, we already have a thing.
Yeah, but that's the pre-intro to the intro.
Okay, so one thing in the news is that is actually sort of current. Is there's like a continuous up and down with Elon Musk and you know what I forgot to do?
What?
You know how I said the word the news after like the jingle in the podcast?
Yeah.
That is going to change every time.
Okay.
That's the only thing. So I forgot to say it.
Okay. Fake news. Breaking news.
The news. I'll throw that in there.
Dope.
No, I won't. Maybe. We'll see. I might lower the volume of it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so one thing that keeps coming up is the balance between Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Yeah. They're because of the way their stocks are fluctuating for each company,
yeah.
That's how they keep going up and down with their net values, right? Because
yeah.
their companies are worth a little bit more, a little bit less. And so I don't remember what the response was, but Elon Musk said something like someone was asking to question him about like how he feels. And he's just like, go back to your master or something like along those lines. And it was just like no other response. He's like, leave me alone, go back to your master. Because he just doesn't give a fuck about being the richest person in the world.
They're both filthy rich, rich enough to burn it in front of us and still have more money than us. And that's all that everybody needs to give a shit about.
It seems based on like a lack of statement from Jeff Bezos that he might care a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
But Elon Musk like has made it very clear that he couldn't care less because his only goal is just to get the fuck off of this planet.
Oh, yeah. He's done with it. You could tell he's done with it.
Yeah.
He watches interviews. He's just so not enthusiastic. Everything is a joke.
Yeah.
Which is the best part about how he's running his company.
Yeah. Like everything he does is just like Easter eggs. That's all it is. It's like a constant series of Easter eggs. Like when he put his own car in space, like that was his personal daily like Tesla Roadster,
yeah,
like
I know.
The first one, the red one, and he literally put on the chipboard, like on the motherboard, like made by humans on Earth or something like that. Like,
you know what'd be funny? Take this metal ball and fucking just try to break the window. Oh, shit! It broke. That's not gonna happen on the real ones. But
prototypes are always weak. Prototypes are always weak because when they're not mass producing something, they can't optimize it. But there's actually some reasonable explanations as to why that broke.
It's fake. It's free publicity.
Free publicity is the obvious one.
Everybody's gonna freaking throw that on the newspaper.
But his explained excuse is like, we were testing it a whole bunch in the back, making sure that we would be able to throw it as hard as we can. And then we also did the sledgehammer into the door. So the combination of the testing, the sledgehammer into the door may have nicked the corner of the glass. So there was a started crack. And once you start a crack, it's going to crack.
Yeah.
And then he asked that pitcher to throw it as hard as he could. But ultimately, it comes down to it was probably a publicity stunt. Probably a publicity stunt. That is a tongue twister. I want to talk more about Tesla in a minute, which is not as much news, but I got old news, but okay. I just got to talk about it because I didn't want to talk about it on the show the past couple of weeks because it bothered me so much, but I just got to get it out there. And I'm going to ask you first.
Yeah.
What do you think in your lifetime is the stupidest thing that you have ever done for attention? Ballpark. Doesn't have to be the stupidest. Just what's a stupid thing that you have done in the past for attention? It could be something like trying to jump off of a high ledge or like do something like a trick with your bicycle or whatever. Like
doing a stupid dance move and then accidentally shitting myself.
That was not what I was expecting. Okay. So
this was like a few months ago too.
Okay, so listen, you're a pretty stupid guy.
Yeah.
And that's pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not throwing your chair off of a balcony in downtown Toronto stupid.
Chair girl, yeah.
It's not yelling at the audience saying, catch me outside, how about that, stupid, right? Mm. Like, it's not that stupid.
Where are you getting here?
It's not put Gorilla Glue in your hair. Stupid.
There it is.
Like,
but I thought it was shampoo. What do you think of that one?
It's like, do you like the name? It just sounds like it's really strong glue.
Unless somebody put it from the glue bottle into your shampoo bottle, you have no excuse.
No excuse. Like, there's you're no just excuses. Stupid. You're just flat out, you are just dumb. So,
we're going to get canceled.
So, okay, at least from this dumb experience,
yes,
the girl kind of had a positive outcome. She wasted $3,000 of people's money because she put out a GoFundMe to have money so she could get some treatment of sorts, whether it was surgery or someone to figure out how to get out of her hair.
Yeah.
It costs about $3,000 for her to do that.
Apparently.
She raised $23,000.
Oh, so she got a new car too.
I don't know how many people sat there and read the GoFundMe that said, helped me fund getting Gorilla Glue out of my hair, and then saw that the number was at like 3,000 and was like, oh, let's give her some more on top of that.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason anybody does shit like that, like, it's the same with the Tide Pods. It's the same with the snorting the condom. It's
I forgot about that
you
one.
You forgot about that one, didn't
Holy
you?
Shit, people yeah. are stupid.
And they were pulling it out of their other nostril. Oh my God. Or out of their freaking mouth. But it's all for, it's clout.
Okay.
They're all out there for the clout.
So I will say the good thing that this girl did, her name was Tessica Brown.
Okay.
So she raised over $23,000.
Yeah.
She actually gave $20,000 because it was about $3,000 for her to get it
yeah.
solved. The other $20,000 she donated to a charity, which I looked at the charity very briefly, just enough to understand what they're about. And it seems
Gorilla
to be,
Glue Recovery.
It seems to be an actual good charity. Okay. It's called, where I wrote it here. It's called, Restore Foundation, I believe.
Okay.
Restore Foundation. And the whole charity is about helping people between the ages of 18 to 25 with mental illness, substance abuse, and sort of any other surrounding problems that have affected their life in a heavy way.
Okay.
So I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But she still wasted $3,000 because she put fucking glue in her hair.
Yeah. I mean, people are... Yeah, but now she's a martyr.
Well...
People are forgetting the fact that she put glue in her hair... An accident, and now she's a hero.
So, anyways, we both agree that she was stupid for doing that.
100%. Hundo P.
So, how stupid do you have to be to see that happen and then think, let's try it at my own house? How stupid do you think it'd be to do that?
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, like, 9.5 out of 10 stupid.
I'd say like 11 out of 10 stupid.
Yeah.
So another person by the name of Avani Reyes, if I'm pronouncing that right, also put Gorilla Glue in their hair.
On purpose this time.
On though. Purpose. Yeah. Fully intentionally. Was like, I'm going to test it out. Like, no. Like,
Richard, do you want to super glue our nutsacks together?
No.
Why?
Because it doesn't make any... I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking see, entertain that.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, common sense.
Just like, so she raised $3,000 so she could go to LA and get her surgery.
Why do you have to go to LA for the surgery?
Probably because she wanted to go to LA.
Okay.
She's probably crafty. She's like, oh, if I do this, I'm going to get a clout. I'm going to get some money. I'm going to go to LA and live like fucking lavishly. I just,
Can you believe the hotel I stayed at didn't have a jacuzzi?
I shared that video on social media the other day.
You sent it to me. I know. It was a good time.
I don't even use our pool, but I love our pool. Do you believe it on a jacuzzi? Oh my God. Do you believe that we don't have a jacuzzi? Oh yeah. Oh man. We actually have a lot more content than we intended.
We always end up with a lot more. We're both verbal diarrhea sufferers.
Yeah. So there's like a couple things I don't have time for. That's good. But yeah, don't put glue in your hair.
It's stupid.
The second girl that did it also put some sticky strip things up her nose. Again, probably for clout. It's just like, I don't know how dumb you have to be. Please raise your kids properly. Tell them they shouldn't put fucking glue in their hair.
It's going to be it's the same thing with mukbangs. Who wants to sit
What's
there?
What's a mukbang?
You don't know what a mukbang is?
No.
It's the YouTube videos of like 30 minutes of people eating way too much food.
Oh, that same person, Avani Reyes, that's all her YouTube videos are that.
Who wants to watch somebody kill themselves on fucking YouTube?
They're doing like McDonald's and like
there's
Domino's,
one guy,
all you can eat. And
one
I was
guy,
like, what does that even
and
mean?
You know, I'm going to drop him. He's from Florida, from your, this is where you want to live. Nikocado Avocado is the channel.
Okay.
He, when he started his mukbangs, he used to do vegan mukbangs, right? He was like 160 pounds at the most. He is well crested over 400 pounds now. It has been about a year and 2 months.
That's insane.
300 pounds the guy's pretty much gained.
It's like
300 pounds.
How many followers is this stuff worth it? Like, how many followers you got to get before you sit there and go, okay, yeah, like torturing myself, gluing my hair, gaining 300 pounds.
I have diabetes. I can't walk. The guy does his. He goes shopping or goes to pick up his food before his mukbang in the beginning of the videos. The guy has to sit in a scooter. He's like 25.
It's just...
He can't walk.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Read a book.
What's happening?
Read a book.
What's happening?
I don't know.
What's happening?
All right. That's the news. Sort of. No, there's like kind of news. I want an update on your on the PC part world. I haven't read it, but I've been kind of following a bit better. I understand a lot more of what you meant about like the mining graphics cards, because they're not actually graphics cards at this point. They're just like heavy processors, all the power usage. I've done a bit more research, and not that the listeners will ever like maybe bother.
They don't give a shit. They just like listening to us bicker.
But tell me about your problems there, buddy.
So I had like a breakdown on Facebook where I kind of lost it on a few people. So essentially what people are doing now is they're going on these wait lists, right? And they're getting the parts that everybody's waiting so patiently for. I've been waiting for a month and a half now. And they're getting it for 700 or 600 or 1,000, whatever one you buy. And then they're flipping it for double.
Right.
So I always thought this was just an issue in concert tickets.
No.
It's obviously not.
This is what I was going to talk about with the other stuff earlier, but everything is like, it's all about market value.
I lost my mind on some guy, okay? He had this rig, right? And he puts this mining rig up, and he's got 8 graphics cards in the fucking thing. Yeah. 8 of them. I can't even get one. He's got 8 of them. And in the description fully says, never used, set up, have the boxes and receipts for everything. So I sent him a message and I said, if it's never been used, can you take one out and I will buy it for whatever the receipt price is. I will show up with money in hand and I will buy it for the retail price. Whatever you paid for it, I will give back to you. And he says, no, this is a pre-built custom computer. And I said, it's a fucking shoe rack with graphics cards and wires taped to it. To which he wasn't very pleased. And he said, oh, well, if you're so butthurt about it, you should have got on it earlier. To which I responded, it's cancerous fucks like you that are ruining the market.
I mean, you're right.
I lost it. I did get angry.
You were being irrational.
A little bit. But
I agree. Anyone that does that, they're just shitty.
Forget
people.
About me.
Like concert tickets always pissed me off.
I'm building a computer for like, yes, I need it for work and stuff and whatever I'm doing, but that's like a minor thing. Like mostly I'm building it for recreational use.
Yeah.
Think about the people that are graphic designers, that are photo editors, that are video editors. Let's say their computer shits the bed in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
This is how they're supporting their family. This is how they're paying their mortgage. This is how they're doing shit. And now all of a sudden, you're waiting a year and a half for a freaking piece of material that you need to sustain yourself. And there's fucking douchebags. Sorry. I'm getting...
You're heated. We get it. It's all good.
There are people that are just trying to sell them for 3 times the value.
It's unreasonable.
It's terrible.
It's the same with everything. Unfortunately, the way the market works is something is only overpriced when you can't sell it. That's just the simplest way to put it. That's what the market is. When it's overpriced, you know it is because you can't sell it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So, unfortunately, there are people that are on the other side of that stick who are actually going to pay these premium prices for these graphics cards.
And that's why this
same
is
same with the concert
happening.
Tickets. It's like, remember... Who was it?
The market only exists because people are willing to participate.
Yes.
If everyone just said, no, I'm not buying scalp shit, it would disappear.
Yes.
But somebody will take
it. But somebody always will. It's like I was going to say, remember when Tragically Hip was having their last concert?
100, yeah.
Like those ticket prices were through
the roof. You were waiting
AC/DC,
there.
Well, I didn't want to go, for the record. I didn't.
What concert were you waiting? I remember specifically you were waiting and you refreshed it as soon as they were released and they were already gone.
Alexis on Fire.
Yeah.
But I do that for almost all of them. I do it for Billy Talent, Alexis on Fire. I did it so much. I remember when you and I went to see Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang, we had to like, we went to our boss. Thankfully, it was just, he was about it too, because he was the one that was like, okay, let's just use my credit card to get out of the way. But we said to him like, at 10 a.m., we're coming into your office. We need to sit down and buy these tickets because we want to go. And he's like, absolutely cool. Here's my credit card. Put them on there. Get 4. Okay. And I was like, done. And we did it.
And we got them. Yeah.
Fair enough. And that was cool. But like most of my other experiences, it's like I remember sitting there, like, I even called Ticketmaster, and I'm like, even for like smaller bands or like huge venues, I'm like, how is this sold out? This doesn't even make sense. Like, it's like 10 a.m. on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. People are like, I know they're leaving work or whatever to make this happen, but like at this rate, are you sure?
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many concerts or things that I've wanted to do, but then you look at the resale price and you're like, it's not even worth it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I know a couple of you guys have been saying, why don't you just bite the bullet, get one for a scalp price, and then when yours comes in, scalp it as well. And I go, for one, never in my life am I going to pay somebody double.
And you also don't want to be one of those guys.
And I don't want to do that to somebody. Like, straight up, if I ended up getting a second one, like, I'm on fucking so many wait lists at this point. If I get one, the fact that I have a back order that I have to prepay for, I know we have a few friends that are also trying to build PCs. I would tell them, take mine, whatever is on the receipt here,
yeah,
give me that. And that's it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Simple enough.
Why am I ever going to charge? If I know consciously that I paid $600 for something and I try to freaking take $1,500 from somebody. No.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, not even a stranger. Not even a stranger would I do that to.
Yeah. It's only, yeah, there's times where you can like buy and sell things, but like, I don't know why it's happening like that.
It's like us getting our stickers made. We know very well that we paid what, like $5 a sticker? Not even?
What? We bought 250 stickers, bro.
Okay. We paid like
less than a buck a sticker.
Yeah.
For sure. Less than half a buck a sticker.
Now, could you imagine if we turned around to the viewers and said, all right, everybody gets a sticker. They're $26.
If someone's willing to pay it, I don't know, man.
But I mean,
we'd make our money back in four stickers.
I know, but it's terrible.
It is. I totally agree.
That's why we're giving them to you for free. We fucking love you guys, and we're angry this episode.
Actually, no, we're giving them away for free because we want the publicity.
Yeah, but
we're using our listeners as advertising platforms.
It's the clout.
It's the clout.
God damn it.
We're sitting there going to our viewers like, hey, buddy, we're going to give you a sticker. It's like a high ticket item. But you just got to share it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the silent agreement, except for it's not very silent because we're telling you that's how it goes. Don't worry. It's not going to pick up. But that was disgusting.
That was a clapper.
Oh, my God. You don't have to say that. So we're done with the news at a certain point in your rant. But I wanted to talk. This is actually kind of related to that because you're talking about like the value of things. Yeah. So,
but before you get into the
sure.
your final thing, I'm just long story short, personal update, PC build not going well.
That's what the question was.
That's what it was. It's not going well.
Not going well.
Not well at
all. You spent 10 minutes explaining how it's not going well.
Yes. All right, continue.
So, speaking of the market and the value of resale items and how things hold their value. I don't need the people that are listening don't need this explanation, but like I said before, the market is its own way of communicating the value of things. You know, if gas prices get too high, you're not going to buy as much gas, or you might not buy a full tank. If groceries get too high, you're going to be a lot more conservative on how you're spending. Everything in the world works this way. Except when it comes into things like hobbies, like graphics cards or shoes. Or most recently that's been hitting like just an all-time high. I guess this is kind of news, but cards, like trading card games.
Yeah.
I just want you to guess. I think I already told you. I don't know if I told you already, but when I ask you the question, give a break and let the people guess. Just give them a split second to guess. Guess how much a first generation holographic, and I know this word's not going to be much to a lot of people, shadow framed Charizard is going for.
$10,000.
You're pretty close. If it's in mint shape, you're going anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000 for a fucking Pokemon card.
Oh, I know.
And I sit here,
a piece of paper with marker on it.
I sit here and think back to my childhood, and I even think my dad or at some point might have said to me something like, you should sleeve your cards and take care of them. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to play Pokemon on the concrete outside of the school. Excuse me.
Whatever.
I had one.
Yeah.
And do you know where that card went? It probably went into the laundry machine.
Yeah, likely.
I could have a card in my bedroom worth like anywhere between like $500 and like a few thousand dollars. And I put elastic bands around it and played with them on the pavement in the playground. I see you're a little occupied there.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
I mean,
and so like I know that like there's a couple other cards. Like, there's some Pokemon cards, like limited edition ones, like misprints that are going for like $100,000.
Do I know straight up? I had some Yu-Gi-Oh cards that would have been worth a pretty penny these days.
Yu-Gi-Oh is less expensive, but they're still climbing.
I had 3 holographic pieces of Exodia, if you remember that far back.
Well, that one actually lost its value.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it lost its value because you could get it. There was a short period of time, I believe, you can get the parts of it in Happy Meals.
Oh.
And then there was another part where they sold a set where, like, you bought this. If you bought this
pack,
booster pack box,
yeah,
it came with, like, 5 or 6 booster packs or whatever. It came with the 5 pieces of Exodia.
Oh, that's stupid.
And then there's another one. They also did the same thing with the 3 Sphinx. I don't know if you remember those.
Yeah, I do.
And then if you got the starter sets, every single one came with blue eyes, but original prints are now up in like the tens of dollars for one card.
Yeah.
You could probably get like $20 for an original blue eyes dragon, or even more. If it's mint, you could probably get like up to $100 for it.
It's a piece of paper.
But could you, like, I'm a big Pokemon fan. Like I've started to accumulate a little like Charmander shrine on my shelf.
What's on your bed in full view on your stream?
A Pokeball.
And what were you squeezing? Well, on
I have a Charmander that I had the other night, but I have like a miniature Charmander and I have a couple cards. I have like not a first gen, but like a second gen Charmander card. It's probably not worth as much, but I have 2 of them, and it is my favorite Pokemon. But
I appreciate
it's like the value.
Oh, I know. I appreciate that you did on stream, though, show us that it had a happy grunt and then an angry call. Like,
well, it has its battle cry.
Yeah.
It's got the Charmander and then the
Charmander! Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's my favorite Pokemon.
You're a nerd.
You just got to watch episode 2.
Of what?
Pokemon.
Oh.
It's episode 2 or 3. This is the Charmander episode. It's how he gets them.
Oh, okay.
And it's like super sad, but also like super happy because Ash gets a Charmander.
Yeah. I mean, I watch the movie and weep like a child still, and I'm
almost
30.
That's a movie that gets me like, that's like the closest to tears I think I get in
that
any movie.
And Lilo and Stitch.
Not for me.
When Stitch dies. Come on.
Wait, he dies? I haven't seen that since it came out.
Or the second one, maybe. He briefly dies. And then he comes back to life. But
so it's like Ash.
It's a soap opera. Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm getting into magic, as you know. You know, 25 years too late, of course.
Yeah.
But I was talking to one of our buddies who's the one who got me into it. He's explaining how the world of cards, like trading cards, is like almost its own stock market. That's what it is. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like the cards have value, so when people know that something's coming out that's a certain value, they'll go and buy a whole bunch of packs from that collection, pull them all out, sleeve them immediately, and hang on to them until the value goes up, and then they sell them all. And that's actually how some of his friends make a living.
Oh yeah.
So I now look, I wait patiently, but I look online for some deals for like people selling shoe boxes of cards. And I saw a guy who sold me like a small shoebox, and on the pictures it looked like a small shoebox, like something like Converse would be in or something like that. And he was like, I think he said like $40 for the whole box. And I was like, well, yeah, that looks like it's worth it. Sounds good to me. And then like as the day got closer and closer, he's like, hey, I don't have a lot of bites on this ad. I have another box. I'll throw it in for another $10.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then as like the day got closer, he's like, I'm pretty much giving up on magic now. I have a whole bunch of rare cards. I'll sell you for an extra 15. And I was like, I really don't care that much. I'm just looking for a bulk bunch of cards. And then anyways, the day of came and he's like, come get it today. You can have it for your original $40 and you can have everything. And
nice.
I was like, done. So now
You have too many.
Our buddy and I are going to go through it, and we're going to do a whole thing and like compare the value. He's actually going to buy half of it.
Oh, nice.
So it's not like I'm getting dumped on with all of it, but we're going to figure out what the value is. Because things increase in value because the market, blah, 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 forget, blah, 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 blah.
Forget buying a Tesla with Bitcoin. You're going to be buying a Tesla with magic cards.
I'll see. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Teslas, but I'll save it for next week. There's some pretty cool like safety things going on with Tesla that I didn't know about that I recently found out about.
Ooh.
And it's cool. So I think maybe next week.
Cliffhanger for next week.
And next week I'll talk about that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What do you think? We got closing remarks then?
I don't know. Let's just say that a Tesla might be safer to drive without a seatbelt.
A Tesla might be safer to drive without driving it?
Without a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Elon is saying if you don't wear a seatbelt, it might actually be safer. But that's up for debate, obviously, because seatbelts do objectively save lives.
Yeah.
I mean, closing remarks is on you, man. You're the one that is in a rush to get out of here, I can tell.
I'm not in a rush. It's a busy day today.
Your phone is exploding right now.
My phone is always
exploding. It's very annoying.
It's only ever exploding when I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's the way it works.
I don't know. I can say the closing remarks unless you want to make your life easy.
I don't know about closing remarks, but where can they find you, Dick?
They can find me at Richard Harknett on Instagram, which I'm spending less time on.
And where can they find us now on Twitter that you are taking responsibility for?
Okay, I'll list all the socials then. So on Instagram and Facebook, we're at the Dick Van Mike Show.
Yeah.
On Twitter, we're just at Dick Van Mike because you can't fit it all. Follow us on the Twitter if you want. You're just going to see me tweeting at Elon Musk at least once every couple days until he starts noticing us. Mikey, you are at MADallasandro20.
On Instagram
with one L and two S's.
One L, two S's.
And
I will point out one thing as a closing remark. I went to look up our podcast on a new device the other day, and if you type in Dick on Apple Podcasts, we show up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe our content, because there's 12, after this will be a total of 12 episodes. This is episode 10 officially.
Yeah.
I guess it's starting to saturate the market a little.
Yeah, we got it.
So by the end of the year, we're going to come up on everyone's searches if they type in Dick. I don't know if that's a good thing. We're looking for erotic stuff. We found a comedy show.
Oh, God. They're going to think we're erotic.
No, they'll see, everyone who I've told the name to is like, actually, that's a really good name.
Yeah.
And I went to go, I was talking to someone on, I was messaging someone on an app that, I don't know, had some like bot filters on like words you can and can't say. So you can't say inappropriate words.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what's the name of your podcast? And I typed it in and it like blocked me.
Yeah.
Because the word Dick, and the person responding was like, oh, I don't know what happened there. I was like, I had to wait for it to time back so I could actually, because it blocks you for like a 30 seconds or whatever. And I was like, sorry, the name of the podcast has the short form for Richard that I obviously can't type into your chat.
Yeah, exactly. That's all right.
So... anyways, yeah, thanks for listening to episode 10.
We've made it a decade into the episodes.
A decade into the episode?
Yeah.
We made it 10 weeks into the episode.
It's a decade.
It's a decade. It's a decade. 10 years later.
The decasode.
decasode. Yeah, so I don't know what we're doing next week, but I am going to talk about the safety of Teslas. Maybe I'll have time. I might do a little bit more research about it because it's super interesting, actually.
And again, if anybody's
we'll have maybe a guest on. We're not sure who yet because we have actually got a bunch of people asking now, and we have a couple people that are tentatively scheduled. I just got to get a new interface because the one that we ordered last time was shit and it was broken out of the box.
Hey, Jeff Bezos is not stepping his game up.
No. It's got 5% cosmetic issues on top. Also, one of the inputs doesn't fucking work. Thanks. Anyways, they'll sort it out. Amazon's really good about the returns.
I know we mentioned this a lot as well. If anybody's got any requests in what you want to hear us talk about or rant about or things that you think we should cover that you want to hear spoken about, reach out. We got Twitter now, too. You got Instagram. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. Hit us up.
Got Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook and Twitter.
Twinstabook.
Insta-twitbook. Yeah, thank you very much, and I guess
have yourselves a wonderful day.
Hashtag first show on Mars.
Hashtag decasode.
Stop. Have a wonderful day. Peace out, homies.